You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, as Ish Imoy Va'ovev Tivol Shapsayse Tishmar Ani Hashem Alkeichem. So Ebenezer over there says that the smichas what already psukim were a separate psukim. So he says that Tam Lahaski Aim Koydama Av. Why is the mother before the father? When he's a kid, he recognizes his mother first. Okay, but we're talking about a gadol, right? We're not talking about. He says when he's a cotton. V'achar kein Shabbos kimitzvah l'katan lishmor etzah Shabbos. The cotton has to be shema Shabbos. Mashma over here that he says mashen kein ein kacha shamoyedim. Because he's learning, he little cotton has to be. It says ishom v'imitar. So you talk about a cotton. That's what he seems to be saying, and that's why I said imay first, because talk about a cotton, and a cotton has to do kibbutz v'aim, and a cotton has to go ahead and do shmir Shabbos. Repaldika Ebenezer. What's the pshat? Yes, the cotton has to keep Shabbos, and the cotton has to do kibbutz v'aim. Mecha teisi. Yeah, it's hard to know Ebenezer in pshat, but in pulpo maybe we could say something. And we'll start with this. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a din like this. In the Ramah, in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Mem Gimel. Shin Mem Gimel is the halacha of cotton oichel nevelus. In other words, the Gemara says you're not allowed to make a cotton do an issa. So halacha, Pashas is the raisa, but you can't make a cotton do isurim. You can't make him give him chazi, you can't make him be machal Shabbos. Any isurim. So the Paiskim, because I didn't go through this, not only al chinuch, it's not just an issa. Not talk about if a cotton does something wrong, whether you have to stop and not stop the father, but stop any person in the world. You can't go over the cotton and say, do me a favor, shut off the lights in the bedroom. Over there it says like this. The Ramah says, and we'll see what the cotton shikah la'aviv, or avar shar veris bekatnusa, a cotton that hit his father, or he over shar veris bekatnus, he did other veris when he's a cotton. Afa pisha intzach tshuvak shehigdil makom makom toivloi she kabal al atzmoi eizadova. She had him on getting a gemar bavakama. Toiv she kabal al atzmoi eizadova. He should be makabal himself something, there's a kapara on what he did. The tshuva kapara. Af pisha over koidim shenase bar oinshin. Even though he did it before he was chayiv in mitzvahs. You know, it's a cotton did a very before his bar mitzvah, he should do some kind of tshuva and kapara. That's what says Ramah. The mucker is a Trumas Adeshin. And Trumas Adeshin bases it on Hagol Sashri. Let's first see what Hagol Sashri bases it on. Hagol Sashri based on the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara talks about Hasayrif Shtara Shechaveira. If you burn, right, I have a IOU note, so somebody owes me, and somebody comes along and burns it. So it's a whole sugi in the Gemara, whether you chayev or potter, that's called Garmi. Because on one hand, what did I destroy? I destroyed a piece of paper worth a dollar. On the hand, that dollar paper represents a few $100,000 place, right? It represents a lot of money. So are you chayv or not chayv? So Gemara goes through Shakaratayah. And then the Gemara says, have he uvda, there was a case, v'kafya Rafram forced, he coerced l'Rab Ashi, to Rab Ashi, v'agba bei kashur l'talma. He's going ahead, and he collected a full payment when Rab Ashi burnt a shtar, a full payment, meaning even for the best property, like Mamashak regular has it. So Rab Ashi's bothered, what do you mean Rab Ashi went around burning shtars, what did Rab Ashi do? So Rab Ashi, Achvei Rafa Rab Ashi, Shesarav Shtar Chaveiroi Bialduse. He burnt somebody's shtar when he was a kid. When he was a kid, he did something, and he forced him to go ahead and do it. That's the Gemara. In the Mishnah, in the Choyvo, it says, Eved Vaisha P'yosin Ra, V'katan P'yosin Ra. Don't start up with a Eved Isha V'chayushet V'katan P'yosin Ra. It's not good up to get, you know, don't get into a fight with a Chayushet V'katan. Why? Because if you hit them, you're Chayiv. V'hem Shechov V'chayim, part of David Pit you. That's it. You don't have, that's what it says Isha too. You talk about an Isha that it's marriage, she has no money, but talk about. But they're not chayiv, pashup shot. That's what the Mishnah says. The Goldstreet says, Miyu, however, cut m'chayv l'sham k'shiyagdil. He should pay. V'chein p'irish Rashi. Chayv, he says. V'chein p'irish Rashi, come on, b'goyz l'aitzim, kafya rafram l'ravashi, shesav sh'tachaver b'yaldusa, v'agvim and collect the g'vayinim al yosa, a good payment. So he says, you see from over there that a cotton should pay when he gets older, more than a chiv. So Chumas Gadash goes in, is it minadin, is it lefnimishur, then whatever it is you see, that a cotton should pay the damage you did was a cotton. Ramah says it's any aveira. In other words, cotton ate chazer. Okay, so obviously we're not talking about paying back. He should do tshuva on it. So Ramah learned if it's any aveira. But the rai is just from losing money. The Magen Avraham says like this, V'hachi aminim b'sanhedrin daf nun hei amabez, takola ika koloin leka, ein sham. Okay, so let's look at the Gemara there. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, nun hei, the Gemara says like this. The din is that if somebody has relations or wants along with a behema, so the Torah says you killed a behema. That's one behema nevas, so it's niskel. It's one of the ways of shor niskel. That's called shor niskel. Right, the behema had the bia. So Gemara has a shayla. Ben, you ready? Oyve kachavim, habahal behema, mahu. What's the din? What do you have this din? Is this an applicable also to a oyve kachavim? Why? What's the reason you killed? Takal of a koloin beinin. Because sof, there are two things here. One, the behema brought about takala, right? It tripped up. It snared the person. It caused. For instance, you find the Rambam says that the reason they killed that Bnois Moyav is because they did a various class. So what Issa they do? That be with a Yid. Where's, no Issa would be a Yid. It doesn't say no such Issa. But they caused the so it's like a behemoth. That's what the Rambam says. Like a behemoth in a vase. To call of a koloin beinen. And you need kaloin, also it's embarrassment, in other words, that it shouldn't walk around in the streets, and people say, that's the behemoth that, you know, Shmerel had beer with, right? Chalila. And Medrash, it says, in last week's parasha, the Gemara in Sanhedrin goes through, what was the Eitz Hadas? Was it a grape? Was it a fig? Was it an esrog? You know, all kinds of things. And Medrash says, we don't know what it is. Kedei, that a person shouldn't always point, yeah, that's the fruit that other Marishan ate. So they didn't want to tell. That's why the Torah didn't kept the secret. So that's the Gemara. V'hacha, so Gemara says, is it takal kaloin? V'hacha by a guy. A guy, it's one of the, Akum, it's one of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, a rayas. And since the rayas, it's included in that, the Gemara says other places. Right? The Gemara learns out that later on that it's also to them. That's one of the, a rayas doesn't mean just one ever. A rayas is a whole umbrella of a rayas, so six. Seven, I don't recall. So, but koloin leka. So, we'll read Rashi. We won't translate it for this point, Ben. Darken bekach. Vein misbaishin. Okay, we all know Hebrew. Vo'oid da koloin didu lochos rachmana. The Torah doesn't really have rachmanas on there. As one is, it's not a busha for them. I don't care. All right, big deal. And, or it's because it's the Torah wasn't worth. That's the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara goes back and forth, you know, this right, that right. So Gemara brings a brisa. So we know like this. We know that bia is called toshma ben teisha shon of yamechot. 9 years old, it has a din bia. In other words, Chazal and Mekabel, Pashas, Rashi's, Mashas, Halacha, Mersinai, that bia, a male child, over 9 is called a maisa bia. Under 9 is not called a maisa bia. In other words, if an Eishes Ish will be mezana with a child over 9 years old, she is chayav for being mezana. He's not, because he's a katan, but she is, right? And it's called a shem bia. If she's mezana with an 8-year-old, that's called a shem bia. Same thing with the female, 3 years old. It says over there, therefore, ben tashanim, this is the din. It goes on all kinds of things. Then it says, poisel es a behema me'al gabe mizbeach. In other words, if he has bia with a behema, so we know the din is Rashi and Chumash tells us tomorrow. Behemah nevas is not kosher for a carbon, so that's called nevas. In other words, if an 8-year-old would have, it wouldn't be possible. A 9-year-old is veniskelas al yodav, and because he had the bia with this behemah, the behemah gets skila. That's what it says. In fact, the Gemara v'hacha koloin ika. it's embarrassment. In other words, what'll be the embarrassment that they'll say? Look, this is the behemoth that this child, or it's embarrassment to the family, even if the child doesn't, is not that bright, or a big deal, he doesn't, but Lamaisa, it's embarrassing for the family. V'takola leka, but there was no takola, there was no, they didn't do anything wrong, because Lamaisa is a cotton. A cotton didn't do anything wrong. V'ktani neskel sal yadoi, so you see, gets skila. So Gemara wants to prove from there that the reason the behemoth gets killed is because of embarrassment, koloin. Because this 9-year-old, there's no takala, he didn't do an avera. Zok Gemara is no raya. Kiven the bemezid who takala, since bemezid's called takala, takala nami ika, there is a takala. The mice of the cotton is called, there is a takala that happened because of mema. Rachmana hu de chasilu, but the Torah had rachmanas that the child doesn't get punished. A lady day chasuchman on him, a behemah loy chasuchman, but not on the behemah. The behemah, we don't have a chman. You know, behemah is not a bardas, but the Torah didn't want the behemah. So it is a takala. That's what Gemara says. So Magen Avraham quotes this pasuk. V'achim, meaning the Sanhedrin, takala ika kaloin leka. It's not exactly the words of the Gemara. In other words, that there's no embarrassment. It doesn't say that there's no embarrassment. The Gemara does say that there is a takala. Magen Avraham takes off from here that the Maisa Avera of a cotton is called a Maisa Avera. That's a remarkable for the Ramah that a cotton should do tshuva. The Goyen brings another raya. Shabbos nun vav amabez called in. The Gemara says like this. Koloime David chata in the Torah, koloime this. Koloime Yashio chata. The Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Yashio shav el Hashem. He returned to Hashem. Since Mashi, he did something wrong. He did a Avodah Zarah. His father, Sigmar, says no. There wasn't anybody who did Shuvah. Since Mashi, he did something wrong. No. Shekol din. Shanam v'yasa yosher b'in Hashem. V'yelech ol darach David aviv. Elamani mikayim. What does it mean, v'shav? Because he was very smart. He became a melech at 8. And it says, Shekol din. Shedon. He was done, right? Melech sits on the din. From me ben shmoinat shmanasra until he was 18, or that the more goes to that a person shouldn't be a paisik until he has more knowledge. Not, it's not enough to be 13; you have to be 18. Shekol din shadon me ben shmoinat shmanasra hechzir lahem. He returned, or he paskin for Ruvain's favor against Shimon, so he went ahead and he made Ruvain pay. Later on, he came back and he paid Ruvain, he paid Shimon back. He felt that since he made the psak when he was young, under 18, which says 8 too, not only from 13 to 18, but even from 8. So again, the Goyen says, you see over there, which is also mominous, but again, a riot that the cotton's aver is called aver. Those are the riots. Okay. So we hear three gdolim basically. He did it because he should not have passed until you're 18. There was a story once that in Kol Torah, so there was a flag on Independence Day over there. You know the story? No. You remember that?
I heard of it.
Yeah. So a boy came to Reb Shlomo Zalman's house. He took a bus from Beit Vegan to Shar Chesed, and he was meicher, to Reb Shlomo Zalman. So he said, "Okay, I hear you, but listen." It says in Shulchan Aruch, a person really shouldn't pass until he's 40, till he's older. He says, I'm past that age, and you're not, so you have to leave it up to me. But I want to ask you a different shaila. You took a bus from Beit Vegan. I said, Mustafa, you didn't see nice things when you went through the city. There's priests in the middle of the day. He says, who did you ask that shaila to? That if you would have asked me, I would have, maybe, you have to get your priorities first, he told. But anyway, so that's three gdolim. The Ar Sameach, the Rabbi Tzvi Chanan, and there's a sefer called Divrei Chaim, not the Chassidish Divrei Chaim, right? That's the famous Sanz Rav. But if you heard of a sefer, if you heard of the family Orbach, no relation to. I always thought of Shlomo Zalman was related. The Imre Bina, they were my mother Leah Shlomo was from Kalish. He was a Rav in Kalish in the 1800s. So it was before my mother's time, right? But he was the so his grandfather was called the Divrei Chaim. And he was Reb Chaim Orbach. He was a very big goyin. He says the same thing. They all say the same thing, but he takes a little step further in this Ramah. But they all mechaven to the following. And this first, it starts off with a Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer, we've said over many times, but again, it's such a geschmack. Some of all of you ate the same meal this week as you ate the other week, so you have no complaints, right? So you can hear this some say for many times. In Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam is Mechadish a din like this. The Gemara says that if a Ben Noyach steals less than a Shavu Pruta, he's Nereg. Ben Noyach Nereg al Pashut.
You are listening to Ben Shavu.
Pashut Shavu, the Gemara is because they're Makbid. They're not Moichel. We are Moichel. A guy steals from us less than a Pruta, we're Moichel. But Ben Noyach are not Moichel. That's the Pashut Shavu. Rambam learns different. We'll see other places also. Ben Noyach Shagazal Pashut Shavu Pruta, Nereg al. Then he says, Halacha Yud. V'chein. Chayav al Avram and Achai, val Basum and Achai. Rambam holds that there's an issa to eat Avram and Achai and Basum and Achai. We'll see the difference another time. Bekol Shuhu, the smallest amount. Now we know, in order to be Chayav Malkus, if you eat Chazir, Chas Matzlan, if you eat this, if you eat Trefus, you have to eat how much to get Malkus? Kazayas. Right? Why? Torah doesn't say anything. There's a Lacha Mashmi Sinai. What? Shiurin. Is a lacha mashmi Sinai, right? Shiurin shel einchin, right? Gemara in Erevin and Sukkah. Shiurin shel einchin, halacha la mashmi Sinai. That's the din. So the Rambam says, shalonitnu a shiurin elal Yisrael belvad. Shiurin were only given to Klal Yisrael, right? Not to. So now as the Rambam learned that gezel pachshav shavaputa is because shavaputa is a shear, like you find other places, shavaputa is a shear in certain dinim. Right, the Hekdesh and so forth. So too, it's a shir lagabe gezel. And since the Gemara says Ben Noyach is nerga pach shapruta, must be there's no shirin by Akum, by Ben Noyach. And therefore, the Rambam took that by Evan Achai, if Akum eats, or Ben Noyach eats less than the shir kazayas, anything, he is nerga leha. Right? That's the din. Okay? Now, so the Radvaz there, the Rishon. Advaz on this Baroda on Hilchos Melachim, he says, "Vadavi Yadua the Kol Shiurin Halachah Mashe Sinai, VaHalachah Mashe Sinai Lo Nitnu El Yisrael. Halachah Mashe Sinai was only given to Klal Yisrael, not to Akum, which opens up a big questions according to this. Therefore, let's say the concept of Roiv, right? Bittel Beroiv. Rashi says it's in the Halachah Mashe Sinai, but that's." Rashi, even though Achar Rabba Lahatas, but Rashi says at the end it's a Halacha Mashmi Sinai. Because what Achar Rabba Lahatas means, yeah, what are the chances? But who says something becomes, you have one piece of Chazah falls in two pieces of Kosher Meat? You can eat three people, I mean, the rice, you can eat all three. That's a Halacha Mashmi Sinai. Maybe Akum wouldn't have it. So the Prima Gan Taka says that if one Avon Machai falls into two pieces of regular meat by your Akum, maybe there's no bittel. And it opens up other things too. Is there din roiv by Akum? Is other things which Allah has seen is that? Whatever it is, that's what the Rambam says, the no shiur. Okay, so now, based on that Rambam, so there's a tshuva in the Mari Asad, in the Chassam Sefer, I'm sorry. The Chassam Sefer, so he says, Hikshani, he says, somebody asked him, a Tav Chachmi asked him, and at the bottom of the new Chassam Seifers, so we're not being Megalos Sahid, right? We're not Hoylech Rachel, that it was the Mari Asad. Those of you, anybody Hungarian, don't be embarrassed, you can raise your hands. Gabi, please. The Hungarians tell me I always pronounce it wrong. It's not Mari Asad, it's Mari Asad. Because in Hungary, the accent was usually on the first syllable. So they said Asad. He was a Goyanad there. And Halek Yid, Reb Chaim Zonnenfeld from Eretz Yisrael, right, said he saw him as a child, and he held all the madrigas he reached was, but he looked at his face. If you see his picture, it's an awesome picture. There's a picture of him, a photograph. Many years later, a few years ago, I saw, and I just verified in another sefer, that picture was taken by his relatives after he died. After he died, they took him. They needed to make money. They had to pay for things, so they dressed him. He had a very, very regal look and beautiful, fur, called spadik, strimer, whatever, fur. And they took a gemara and they put it like this on him, and he was dead. They stood him up, and they took a picture, and it sold all of. People wanted his picture, and all the people did not live out the year. It's a it's verified, this story. So he asked the following kasha to the Chassam Sefer. He asked like this. The Chassam Sefer, we'll see in a minute, will use his halacha. The Rambam says over here in Hilchas Malachim that if an Akum and a Ben Oich does a Veira, he's chayiv, but if he's a chayrish shait of a cotton, he's potter. What does it mean, a cotton? So we know what a cotton is, under 13. So Mavi Asad asked the Chassam Sefer, one second. This age of 13, what is it? It doesn't Chuvus Arash. It's all based that there's a Chuvus Arash. The Chuvus Arash says, Rashi says, Ramazim, Levi was 13, there's all kinds of Ramazim. In Maril it says, you can use it for a bit mitzvah if you need, right? Am Zu Yatzarti, Ti Lossi Yisaperu, Zu is Begumatria 13. Obviously those are smachtas. Where does it come from? Halacha Mesina, it's part of the din of Shiurin. Just like there's a Shir Kazayas, Kaisevis on Yom Kippurim, Revias Dam, there's all these Shiurim Halacha Mesina. For ancient, there's a Shir called 13 for a boy and 12 for a girl. It's Halacha Mesina. That's what the Rosh says. Yeah, Gabi? 13 is Halacha Mesina. And since Akum don't have Halacha Mesina, they don't have Shiurin, so he said, how could the Rambam say that a cotton is potter if there's no Shiurin? That's what he asked the Chassam Sefer. So Chassam Sefer answered him, you're right. But what do you want? If a one-year-old Akum steals, eats Eivim Rechai, right? He's sitting there and he's eating Eivim Rechai. So you're going to kill him? You're going to give him Misa? Because there's no Shiur? It doesn't make sense. Avada, the first thing is you have to be a Bar Das. So he says what the Rambam means, cotton, means he's still not developed. He still doesn't have Das. In other words, by us, there's exeris akasav halacha mesinai that we don't. We've met kids that are brilliant, more brilliant, or have more das than our business partners, right? That's what we always think, right? The business partners are stupid, and they're 50, but this kid's smarter, So they're bar das. So there's halacha the din. You're not called bar das. The kinyan's not a kinyan. The get's not a get. But by Akum, it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with Das. You give him a test. Chassam Sefer says 7, 8. He says it's highly individual. You go ahead and it's subjective. You test the kid. You give him a shtickle test. You give him this, you give him that. And mainly you figure out if it's by Das. That's what the Rambam meant cotton. But if I be right, the Maria Asad, Yehuda Asad, right? He said the din of cotton by an Akum does not mean 13. It means if he reached Das. That means that's called 7, 8 years old, a Akum has a din of a gadol already. And therefore, that's one tshuva. In another tshuva, where he writes that somebody asked him also, he says, according to what somebody asked me and I answered him, there was a mice, I always said, oh, chametz, I looked it up again, from all the years, I forgot. It wasn't chametz, it was a pchor. Right? As we know, what a Yiddish farm, Rafael Franklin, remember Rafael Franklin? He has a farm, he has a shlachta. What does he do with his animals? It's a b'char. You sell it to an Akum, because the din is, those of you learned, so because you know that if an Akum has part of the animal, it's part of a b'char. So that's what the minig is, that they sell the mother, to not the whole thing, any part, a small part, and therefore part is, otherwise you're going to have behemoths that are karbonis nowadays, which obviously we don't want. So that's how you pater an animal from being chayiv in Pchayra. So what they did was a certain farmer sold to an Akum, and later on he realized that he was 10 years old. He looked big, he looked like a shlub, and he realized he's only 10 years old. So what is he going to do? So Sam Seifer said this thing, says, "Wow, they asked me once, this kasha, and this is what I answered, and therefore, you don't have to worry about, just see if he's a bar das." He doesn't say what the end of the story was, whether the kid was a bar das or not, but he says, as long as he's a bar das, Mustafa 7, 8, he knows what he's doing, so it parted him. That's the Chassam Sefer. Min Cheskinich says it, Misver the Nafshe, he doesn't, if I say, so he didn't see this, Chassam Sefer was printed around his time, and he says this many times, that cotton by an Akum does not mean 13, it means Das. That's the Chassam Sefer. Okay, that's the Chassam Sefer. Let's accept that meanwhile. Or at least in the Rambam, let's accept it. Pshat in the Rambam. Based on that, the Ar Sameach and Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan say the following Chiddush. And we'll have to say a few Tzushtels. The point we have it here to now. Okay, good. We mentioned this Rambam yesterday. The Rambam in Hilchus Ritzicha. Hilchus Ritzicha, as we mentioned this Rambam yesterday, and we'll see, the din is like this. The din is, Rashin Chumash, you look it up, Ki Yozid Isha Re'eyu, Re'eyu V'loy Akku. Right? He's potter. That's the din. So the Rambam says over there, Yisrael Shaharak, even a Ger Toshim, Ein a Nerag, Shenema V'chi Yozid Isha Re'eyu. Ve'ein Tzach Loimer, that's for sure, She'ein a Nerag Al Ha'akku. And there the Kesel Mishnah brings the whole Mechilta, V'chi Yozid Isha Re'eyu, Re'eyu Lohitzi Acherim. We spoke about this yesterday. You know what, let's talk it out for a second. What's the din? Yesterday's parasha, as you noticed, goes into mitzvahs, what we call mitzvahs b'nei noyach, right? Even though Adam Rishon have it, but it's more spelled out in yesterday's parasha. Shefech dam ha'adam ba'adam dam yishofech, right? So now, abortion. Is abortion mutter or asur? So where do you know it from? Yesterday's parasha. Shefech dam ha'adam ba'adam dam yishofech. Which means it's shefech dam ha'adam, if you spilled human blood, ba'adam through the process of court in Adam. What does that say, ba'adam? So Gemara Darshan's, Shayfech dam ha'adam be'adam. If you kill an adam be'adam, Ezehu adam shehu be'adam, what's a human being in a human being? Where do you find the adam be'adam? Havi oimer zu uber b'mei imoy. This is a uber in his mother's womb. Right? So by Akum, abortion is really asla. The certain religions that believe in it, they're correct. Not from their standpoint, but they're true that Akum cannot abortion. Tysus even is mesupik, even if the Uber is killing the mother. We know by us, if the Uber is killing the mother, you kill the Uber. Right? He's a Raider. But once his head is out, he's not called a Raider. What's the difference? Rashi, he's not called a Nefesh yet. Right? Sounds like you let her kill him. He's not a Nefesh. Therefore, if he's not a Nefesh, you could say, by Akum could be that's also. Tysus mesupik. Maybe by Akum you don't say that. It's nefesh, it's one nefesh versus another nefesh. Whatever, that's the din. So Taisus asks certain kash, he says, it's asa by us too. Why? Why is it asa by us? So it's not today's shir, but somebody said ritzicha. Why is it ritzicha? You don't get killed for it. Rav Moshe held it's ritzicha. Meaning, there's an issa called lois sirtzach, but you're potter. If you kill a regular person, well, so, but and others hold no. Yadua, Rav Moshe's psak was not in the Skabal worldwide. In Eretz Yisrael, and even in America, many are makel for Tesak, Yishem Yerachim, certain things. Again, the person should, you know, always ask, what?
It's Eliezer,
Kiyadua was matter. A woman gets, raped, and she's carrying, you know, who knows what. He allowed it. She's going to go crazy. She's going to give birth to who knows what. So Tzitz Eliezer allowed it. Rav Moshe was very stark against it. Again, it's even a gay, right? Sometimes a sick child, you have to ask. But upon him, if it's, but Tais says it's also. So what is the name of the Issa? So we mentioned yes, in the Shia and this, listen to this Mechilta. Mechilta says like this. Yisi ben Akiva Oimer. Koi de Matan Torah, before Matan Torah, ha'inu muzarim al shvichas damim. Meaning we were not allowed to murder, right? Let's not say we're killed, murder. Right? Somebody showed me in art school, they always say kill. It's not correct. It's murder. Right? Killer means to kill a bug. Murder is only, right? Am I correct? It's only by a human being.
Murder implies intent.
What?
Murder implies intent.
It does? Yeah. Okay. So, but anyway, that's, I knew, I'll shrich, but by a human being. You don't say, La'acha matan Torah, shuhuch muru. We became more chomer. We got Matan Torah. We became also in Shabbos. We became also in this. We became also in Chazer, in Yom Kippur. And Heikalt, Uklu, all of a sudden became more kal. How could that be? How could it be before Matan Torah, it was us of us to kill an Akum, and after Matan Torah, it's Mutter? Be Emes Amu, therefore, Potter Medine Basav Adam, Vedina Maisa Shemaim, but Mishemaim Yechai. In fact, I mentioned yesterday in the Rambams, before the Franklin Rambams came out, which is a more correct edition, right? They used the original Rambam. Our Rambam, the way we have it, the old Rambam that we had, you know, years ago before Frank came out, it said Kol Harig Nefesh Adam Oyvim Balay Sase. So many women die, any person. The new Gears, it says Kol Harig Nefesh Adam Mi Yisrael. So in other words, it could be that there's an Issa. The Issa is not necessarily Sirtzach. The Issa is the same issue we had before Matan Torah. Shofech dam ha'adam b'adam yashofech. Oh, so abortion is also awesome from that pasuk. In other words, all the psukim that were before Matan Torah are still applicable to us. So even though we have psukim that you don't get killed if you kill an embryo, you don't get killed, but shofech dam ha'adam b'adam da is still an issa. Right? That could be an issa. Okay, but that's the it says over here. So in other words, we see from over here that the lashon mitarch, it can't be the Matan Torah mitarch shuhuchmaru akalt. It can't be the Matan Torah we became less. Matan Torah added to us, but can't take away from our kedusha before. So these achrenim, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan and the Rosh Hashanah both say, one second. According to the Chassam Sofer, that means like this: when Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim, the 7-year-old, the 8-year-olds who were bnei das ishtikol, what was their status? What was their status? No different than their fathers. Why? They were chayv and zayin mitzvah b'nei noach just like their father. Now the Torah gave us a Torah, right? What's that? Shabbos, Chazir, Yom Kippur, Moyadin, whatever it gave us, right? All the tayyag mitzvahs. So it said, by the way, only till you're 13. Oh, so that means the same kid who till now was not eating Eiv Menachai could say, great, now I can eat Eiv Menachai. Till now I couldn't steal, now I can steal. Not before I couldn't kill, now I can kill. Chas v'shom, how could that be? How could it be? Metoch shechmarta hikalta. That's what these achronim say. The male at a taina, that not only means then, historically when it happened, but forever. Forever, kids 7, 8 years old, achayiv in sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. They're always chayiv in sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. They don't get punished because that's a different din. The din is that change in Matan Torah. Just like before Matan Torah, if someone stole, they were chayiv misa. After Matan Torah, it's not true. Before Matan Torah, if you ate Eiv Menachai, you chayiv misa. We're not. That the Torah, that's a called hikalta. That means Torah had rachmanas on Yid. But it can't be that they should be more kaddish to us. That's the chiddush of Yitzchak Chanan Har Samech.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.